Now joined by head coach Jenny Croy of the Lady Pirates of North Central Missouri College. I am going to talk about running by the seat of my pants, but not the first time I've done this. I'm talking with our coach here off the air, and I got a billion websites up on my computer, and not one of them is ncmcpirates.com. So we're gonna figure this out on the fly, coach. Let's look back at the last week. Unfortunately, I remember this game. I've done a number of games at the Ketchum Center that have had, you know, a little bit extra juice in the building and a big crowd, and yeah, maybe our women come out and they don't have the best start and may get behind by 5-6 points. But at some point, they get the thing cranked up and they get things rolling. And for whatever reason, I was really surprised by it. I'm sure you were too. It just didn't happen last Saturday.
Right. We just couldn't get going. And so I don't know, you know, what was going on there. I don't know if it was our nerves. You know, we had a tremendous crowd at the Ketchum Center that day, and I don't know if we were nervous. I don't know. I'm not sure what was happening, but we just never overcame our deficit. We never got rolling on offense. We couldn't get stops on defense. It was just a bad day.
The only thing I took out of it is that, you know, Cortland had gone through, you know, she didn't score the ball great, had 6 points in that game up at Beatrice a couple weeks ago, and then really struggled in the first half. She did get going in the second half, and it looked like she took that into this week. So it looked like, at least in the second half in that game, Cortland kind of got out of her little mini scoring slump.
Yeah, she did. You know, she's the best when she's attacking the basket. And, you know, I thought she started doing that, you know, in the second half against St. Louis and carried that into the game against Missouri Valley. And so, you know, if she's attacking and scoring layups for us, you know, then she kind of gets us rolling. And I think the others kind of feed off that.
Well, I'll be Captain Obvious here, because one of the first thoughts I had is, because we know how important it is to get the number one seed in region. If you go 0-2, if you don't win Saturday, I feel pretty secure in saying, coach, you're not getting the number one seed.
Right. For that's pretty definite.
If
we can't take care of business on Saturday,
with the game against St. Louis, because I know as a coach you're looking at it saying, okay, how are the girls going to respond? Because it's not the performance we wanted. It's really disappointing, but it doesn't end your season either. What was the response when you got them back into the gym and in practice on Monday and just getting ready for this week?
You know, we kind of met as a group in the locker room before practice on Monday and just kind of talked about some things and what we need to do as a team to be better, to be all around better. And, you know, we were looking as coaches for input from our girls, you know, what they want to see, what they're frustrated with, you know, and just kind of talk through some things before we took the court on Monday. And to be honest, I think that helped us. You know, we had pretty good game on Tuesday. We've had some good days of practice and kind of regrouped, and I think we needed that. I think we needed the energy. You know, we were just flat on Saturday against St. Louis, and we can't play flat. We've got to have leadership on the court. You know, we've kind of have to have a floor general out there, and we didn't have that day. And so, you know, we kind of talked through some things, and, you know, I think they're going to be ready to go and understand what region play is about.
Giving credit where credit is due, for a team that was 6 games below .500, Elliot had by far the best individual performance I've seen in 18 years for a team with that sort of record. She was outstanding.
She was. You know, she was definitely unstoppable that day, and you know, they came out ready to play, and they played well, and they knocked down shots, and you know, she was a kid who was shooting 17% from the 3-point line, and so, like any coach would do, she attacks the basket. We told our girls, you know, to take about a step and a half off of her and make her prove herself, and boy, she did it. She did. She proved she can hit from the 3-point line and attack and finish. And yeah, she was definitely the difference for them.
I kind of had this thought, coaches, as we're getting going here with the interview, that, you know, especially since you and the girls kind of sit down on Monday and you talked about some things getting ready for the week and the practice and all that, it kind of feels like to me that with as good of a season as you had to this point, that I don't think the girls were struggling in January per se, but I kind of feel like that they kind of plateaued a little bit, that they kind of were what they were, and you kind of expected to see what it was. And then when you get the performance like you did Saturday, that's where you have to sit down and say, you know, in the month of January, were we getting better? And if we weren't, how do we get better at this point?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly where we're at. You know, you want to be playing your best ball this time of year. And I felt like in January, we were kind of that team that we played decent against good teams, and against teams that weren't supposed to be as good, we didn't play well, and we can't do that. You know, we have to step on the floor and put our best game out there every single time. And, you know, we broke down some things offensively because I just feel like we haven't gotten in the flow offensively lately very well. And so we really broke down sections of the offense and have worked on that this week. And, you know, hopefully that pays off for us in our next game.
How beneficial was Tuesday night's win for the girls and their confidence, Coach?
You know, I think they needed that. I think, you know, coming off of Saturday, we needed to put together a solid game. And I thought we came out ready and really focused and jumped out to a lead real quick, and then we held on to it and continued to grow it, and that's what we have to do. There's been several games this season where we've jumped out quick and gotten a lead, but we've lost it and haven't held on to it. So you know, it was good to get the win. We needed it because we were down after Saturday, and we wanted to get back in that win column.
It's easy to take. You know, the sophomores don't need this discussion because they've been through the battles last year, and they know that anybody that puts on a collegiate uniform can play ball to some level. Otherwise, they wouldn't be on that basketball team. So when you tell the freshmen, hey, this St. Louis team, don't, you know, ignore the fact that there are 6-7 games below 500. They got girls that can play. Boy, you got a prime A example to use for the month of February on that.
Yeah, we do. You know, and that's something we discuss with them. You can't look at a team's record right now and gauge how they're going to be on their record. And I think, you know, we kind of did that. You know, you saw they had, 5 wins coming in, and, oh, it shouldn't be a problem. And, you know, everybody's going to come ready to play. And for whatever reason, I feel like every team that comes in here shoots lights out at our place, and we can't allow that to happen. So, you know, I think when we travel there next, I think we'll be ready for the challenge. You know, I think, you know, if we're playing together, we get very anxious on the offensive end, and if we're patient and look for our best shot possible, we're a much better team, and that's something that we're going to continue to work on through the month of February and hopefully get that perfected.
It was one of those games where, as I said, I kept waiting for that. You know, whether it was a couple of Lily Osborne threes, or maybe it was Cortland getting out for, you know, a couple of steals and baskets, and, you know, quick 8-0 spurt that gets that big crowd into it, where you're waiting for it to happen and it doesn't happen. And I'm kind of scratching my head at this point, and I'm sure the girls kind of feel like, you know, we're expecting this to happen too, and it's not happening. And then they start pressing at that point.
Yeah. It was just frustrating. We decided to jump out and extend pressure because we wanted, you know, we had to create some quick baskets somehow, and you know, we did that, but it just, I felt like every time we would score or go on maybe a 4-0 run, then St. Louis would answer with a big three or even an and one play. We gave up several of those, and so they just had an answer every time things would happen in a positive for us. I felt like St. Louis countered that every single time.
Even though you didn't have the performance you wanted, Coach, I'm sure you're in agreement on this. I don't know if it was the best, but it was one of the best 5 regular season atmospheres that I've seen for a doubleheader in the Ketchum Center in 20 years.
Oh, I think our crowd was probably I'd say a record-breaking crowd for the Ketchum Center. We were packed, and that was fun to see. It was fun to see, you know, the kids back for the Hall of Fame induction. It was just fun to see several alum on the men's side back watching, and you know, it was just good to reconnect with those student athletes who, you know, played here and loved it here, and you know, they come back to watch the kids that are here now, and that's exciting. And, you know, our community support has been out of this world and always has been, and it's just fun. And, you know, the men have it rolling right now, and they're very exciting to watch, and you know, that brings in a good crowd as well.
Before we get to talking about this game on Saturday, Coach, because certainly that's, you know, that's the reason we're talking here in pregame, but as far as the recruiting trail, the two girls that committed this week to NCMC, I knew that you were after both of them, but getting Nora Ford and Kennedy Crow to both say yes, I mean, those are, for this area, one out of Norburn and one out of Hamilton, those are two outstanding basketball players.
They are, and we're excited, extremely excited to have them, you know, join us for the next two seasons. You know, Kennedy, I think she's a kid who just, every time we watch her play, just does more and more on the court. She's able to play inside and out. You know, she's a physical player, just a fierce competitor. And then, you know, Trenton's so familiar with Nora Ford at Hamilton and what she did to us a couple years ago. I say us, but what she did to the Trenton girls a couple years ago in the district championship game. You know, Nora is just a true point guard. You know, she is a team leader. She's a great shooter from the outside. She's smart with the ball in her hands, and she's exactly what we're looking for in that point guard position. So, you know, we're excited to add both those kids and build this team. We've got, you know, several young players on our team this year, and so, you know, it's exciting for us and our program and the future.
So next year's backcourt, are we looking at Nora Ford and Lily Osborne? Because quite frankly, that sounds pretty good.
Doesn't that sound great?
Very good. Yeah. They're going to be fun to watch.
That's right. I think so, too.
Yeah, and by the way, too, because you had a daughter on the team, you are allowed to say us.
Okay. Well, yeah. I kind of counted it as mine anyway, but yeah.
So, Metropolitan Penn Valley coach, what is the biggest challenge that you and the Lady Pirates expect to have with trying to get a W on Saturday?
You know, Penn Valley, he plays about 7 kids, you know, and they play a lot of minutes, and so they're just very sporadic. If they catch fire, they're going to be on, and they can be scary when they're hitting from the 3-point line, and they attack the basket very well too. So, you know, we're going to have to make adjustments defensively to contain them and keep them from getting to the rim and at the same time cover the 3-point line. And he's been showing start of the game a lot of 3-2 matchup zone, so we got to make sure we can handle that and take care of the basketball. I know they've forced a lot of teams into a lot of turnovers, and that's kind of been our Achilles heel all year, and so we've got to make sure that we take care of the basketball and we play fundamental. We can't get in a hurry, we can't rush things, and we're gonna have to play smart basketball.
If you treat last Saturday as a region mulligan, coach, and granted you have to take things one game at a time because if you go 0-2, you're in a lot of trouble. But if you're able to get the victory at Metropolitan, and you know, then you got the 2 games in 3 days, which is going to be a challenge. But if, knock on wood, if you can find a way to get to 3-1 going into the region tournament, you feel like 3-1 can get you the number one seed?
And I think it can. I really do. So, yeah, we've got to focus on taking care of business Saturday to get us in that position. And, you know, that's our goal. I hope that the St. Louis game for us was just a bad day and that we can overcome that and get better, you know, because going down to Metropolitan, we've got to make sure we're focused and ready from the tip to the buzzer. And so I think they will be. I think they know what's at stake now and what lies ahead for us. And so that's what we plan on taking care of business on Saturday.
Yeah, I'd rather have a bad day on February 1st than February 29th. We'll just put it that way.
Right.
If I had my choice, we'll take the first. Coach, we'll see you on the bus on the way down to Kansas City Saturday. Good luck against the Wolves.
Thank you.